YBA Podcast. All right, welcome to the XYBA podcast. This is Josh. I'm your host. I am here with my assistant host.
Are you the host?
Andy, Grant, and Charlie.
Because we're the parasites.
Or are you guys like sub-hosts?
Parasites.
Parasites?
Yeah.
I mean, this is taken away from my training. I think I have to fight this guy at 5 at Regency Mall.
So let's we'll save that for the news section. But let's kick it off for what we're playing. So what you playing, Charlie?
Mostly demos. I'm still playing Bioshock. I'm trying to get the last achievement to beat it on hard. Halfway through it. And playing Medal of Honor. Yeah, Medal of Honor Airborne Assault.
How was that? Is that pretty good?
I liked it. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Medal of Honor, but, you know, it's another war game, basically. I mean, it's nothing to go crazy over or anything. I've just played the Call of Duty beta over here at Andy's house, and I think that blows it away. Absolutely. I've also been playing Time Shift, which I kind of like. A little bit of Stranglehold. Mostly demos, basically.
Nice.
Trying stuff out.
Let me ask you the Bioshock. I haven't played it on hard yet. A lot harder?
I would say so. I'm going through Eve and first aid kits pretty readily. I'm having to buy a lot, so I would say they definitely hit you harder and faster. The big daddies definitely take a lot more damage off of you.
I see you on there all the time playing it hard. Hard now.
It does.
many restarts that I have to invite a chamber. So it's more difficult for me anyway.
Good, because I always had too much money in normal level or whatever we were playing on.
That was it.
Cool.
So how's that with the Airborne? Does the jumping out of planes add anything to it, or is it just not much?
I don't particularly. I mean, unless it's just...
I don't think your mic's on.
I hear him.
It's on.
Is it?
I hear myself.
Okay.
I can hear it. I just didn't want to hold it too close to my mouth. I don't know if it's the demo or not, but basically you just jump out of a plane and you can land into enemy territory and, you know, you'll get shot up and killed pretty quickly, or you can land into, you know, friendly territory, and the objective is to land in friendly territory, obviously, but that's about it. I mean, it only lasts, you know, a few seconds.
Oh, really? It's that fast?
It's not really that big a deal, so I don't know why they're making it a big deal. Unless every level you come in that way, maybe that's the case. I don't know, but the demo was nothing special.
Yeah, because I thought that was the whole premise, is the spawning out of an airplane.
Could be.
And strategically trying to figure out, should I go in the enemy's air territory? I was wondering if that would add like a nice element to it, but...
There's a way to sneak in. A little bit more stealthy, maybe.
Yeah. But they can see you.
Yeah.
They can totally see you coming down.
Giant guy in the parachute. Yeah.
Isn't it like silhouetted though, so they can't tell if it's a teammate or not?
I don't know from their. I can't see from their perspective. I don't know what you mean.
Like if you looked up and saw people parachuting, can you see who it is? Or because I've heard it was silhouetted. Maybe I'll just try it out.
I don't remember.
There's a big red arrow that says enemy.
Hey, Josh, don't forget, you got your 360 back now. You can try these things for yourself.
Yeah. I have been trying all morning.
I saw that, dude. I went through like 5 demos as I was playing Bioshock this morning.
So what about you, Grant?
I've been playing Guitar Hero 2 religiously. That's about it, and it's a lot of fun. As a real guitarist, it's pretty interesting to see that they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, except when it goes... down to go up note wise, you know, the buttons will go down when it's supposed to go like the neck supposed to go up the neck on a real guitar, so that could be confusing, but it's because they run out of buttons. But I'm stuck on the expert songs right now, so yeah,
you're gonna have to face off with Eric because he's pretty good with it.
The Hangar 18 is a pain in the ass. Yeah, that's like one of my favorite songs in real life. I put down the Guitar Hero to go play it for real. And I was like, the solos are easier in real life than they are in the game. So
there's only 5 buttons in the game.
Yeah, I know.
There's only 6 strings on the guitar.
It's true.
Shut up. What about you, Andy?
I've been playing Call of Duty 4 beta. I played the Time Shift demo, the skate demo. What is that? I didn't put that there. The Stranglehold demo I played for it finally got around to it, and it's pretty good. It's really a lot of fun. I haven't run out and bought it yet because I don't see it having a lot of replay value, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
I didn't have a problem with the counters. Like it didn't bother me that much when he slid across it.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. I like that you can destroy a lot of stuff. I like the precision.
Yeah,
you
could
destroy a lot of shit in that game. Stuff.
It's like
The pillars.
Everything.
Yeah,
the fountain.
Yeah, and all the water came out. Yeah. Definitely.
And I like the precision aim. I mean, they added in a lot of animations for what the hell?
What?
My headset
What's
went
up.
Out. Just burst of static.
Had to go wireless.
But it went
fancy technology.
But I liked it, the precision aim. You know, I was amazed at first how many different animations they had for different places you could get shot. And finally, last night, was able to shoot somebody in the crotch. I'll be really precise with it, otherwise it shoots them in the ass.
It's pretty raw.
When he grabs his nuts and bends over, he's like, oh.
Circumcise the enemy.
I don't know how that kills them, but...
Yeah. Well, if you shoot them in the ass, they don't die. Like, with the precision shot, they'll get back up.
Oh, really? Because I shot some guys in the knees and they died.
Yeah, some of them, it depends on where you shoot them, but sometimes they won't die. Sometimes they'll get back up. And I'm also just started playing Just Cause. I got it from Gamefly. Kind of boring.
Oh yeah,
guy jumps out of a plane. He's got a parachute. He can parachute. Like if his car's going fast, he can do a parachute and jump in the air. But overall, I'm always like, I have to go really, really far away, and it takes me forever to get there.
Nice environments.
I mean, it was an earlier game. The demo came out forever ago.
There you are. Yeah, now
So not so good.
Not so good.
You'd say just boring.
Pretty boring.
What was that?
Hey, now I can hear everybody.
Is it back on?
Yeah, it was tuned into the wrong channel.
So how the time shift, like, what's that game about, since you guys both played it?
It doesn't really go into the story.
You can control time.
Yeah, it doesn't go into the story much. It's
apparently, a guy invented time travel. He goes back in time. He fucks up the world. You gotta go stop him. And you can make time freeze, slow down, or go backwards.
Hmm.
And they basically redid the whole game, because it was originally, it might have been supposedly a launch title. It was supposed to come out around launch. It still hasn't been out. But apparently, they redid the whole game, because it wasn't working.
Isn't that like Prince of Persia?
That's Sands of Time.
I don't know if you could call it the same as Prince of Persia. The same time concept. You could reverse time and do stuff. Actually, Prince of Persia, all you could do is reverse time. You couldn't pause it. You can only go back a certain time frame.
Yeah, but with the time shift, it's weird because, like, I thought it would be too overpowered at first because you can just do whatever. Because you can freeze time, take that guy's shotgun away from him, shoot him in the face with it.
That's pretty cool.
That part's fun.
Yeah.
It drains you so fast if you freeze time. Like, slow down time is the main thing that you do, and that's okay.
But like, I've done that, like, frozen, like, run around behind them, and then time comes back, and where'd they go? And you just shoot them in the back. It's pretty funny.
Do they actually say where did they go?
No, I don't. They say comments like, where'd he go, or somewhere along those lines. Don't quote me exactly. I'm not that informed.
I like the grenades on it. They're these weird, like, electric grenades. You throw them, and they'll stun anywhere near them before they blew up. So people can't run away from them.
Nice.
It's going to knock you on the ground first.
And then blow you up.
Hey.
There's some environmental things that you have to use the time for. Like, there's a certain thing, like a passageway that blows up. And if you don't get through it,
and that's time. Santana listening to music.
Yeah, you gotta start the
I'm just wondering why it's picking up so wide. I think that's a good mic or something.
Yeah,
this
is really sensitive.
Yeah, you got like mic? 3 feet away from
him. Well, Andy's mic is like picking that up.
Well, y'all are getting fancy over there.
But yeah, it's okay. Charlie's been digging it more. I'll probably check it out eventually.
I don't think it's worth a buy, but maybe a rent, something like that, but I like it.
Here, Grant, let's switch mics.
All right.
There.
Wow.
Yeah. Turn that down a little bit. Hello. Mic check.
You can't hear
mic check. There you go.
You can't hear him. You can't hear.
Not as well.
I can't.
All right, let's switch back.
What the hell happened?
Just try not to aim that behind you so much.
Right. How about now?
That's a little better.
All right.
Yeah. Much better.
Yeah. That's good. Horrible.
You had me jacked up big time.
It's a good. All right. Games I've been playing is Grand Theft Auto 4, San Andreas.
Nope. Stop. It's not Grand Theft Auto 4. As you can see, I highlighted that in red.
That's a fucking long ass game. I was looking at one of the guides the other day just to see like how much further I got to go, and I'm on like page probably 10, and this thing's like 70 pages long. And I've done a lot of shit. I've probably been playing like at least a good solid 10 hours.
Yeah, see, I haven't played it since I was playing it on a computer. I haven't played it since for a long time, and I didn't get anywhere on it.
And I haven't even opened up the last area yet.
I quit playing because it was so long.
Yeah.
I've never haven't beaten it.
It takes up your whole life.
It took forever just to get to one of the other islands, and then I'm like, all right, I can go everywhere. Nah, I get busted big time going to the one island. But it's interesting. I'm swimming and stuff, going under the water.
I just couldn't play it because I couldn't – I can't aim.
Yeah,
shoot anybody.
Pain in the ass, big time,
dude. It is horrible. Mm. It is terrible, and I'm also back on SimCities DS because I've got like $4 million on it or something. So I'm like tearing all my buildings down and rebuilding it the way I want. So it's this nice grid pattern because I think that'll help out a lot.
As long as you're not outsourcing, you're cool.
You're destroying the neighborhoods.
Yeah, they'll deal with it.
Projects.
There's some historical stuff there.
I get it all back. It down. And I get to move it, relocate it. And then since I got my 360 back, I started downloading a bunch of demos, like the Skate, which is actually extremely fun. I think I like that, the way you have to ollie and stuff, better than the Tony Hawk.
The thumb flip.
Yeah, it was interesting. I liked it.
Yeah, I guess I'm not a big skater or skate fan. I didn't get into it. I didn't like Tony Hawk, and I really don't like skate that much either.
Yeah.
I think it's innovative. I think they're on a good path, but I just not me.
The one big problem I had with it is like if you hit a wall, your dude falls off his board and like looks like he's dead. And it's just like, come on. If you wanted to go realistic, he'd just like stumble off his board and maybe get back on, not fall on the ground,
but
and be like,
it is a lot harder to fall on the game than it is in Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to actually run into something.
And then I downloaded Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which was
gay.
Yeah. Gay version of Lord of the Rings.
It does the same things. You do your magic by using the thumbstick, and it was hard to get these magic tricks down. Just to
so
levitate.
You're saying, if I'm hearing you right, you're saying Skate stole their whole game from Harry Potter
and the Order of the Phoenix. That's what they did.
That's a bold statement.
But I guess
and sure to get us some hate.
For a kid's game, it seems like Harry Potter is just like might be a little bit too advanced for like little kids. You'd have to probably be like 12 and older to play that game. And really
sure about that?
It.
You giving kids credit, man?
Yeah.
Kids are dumb.
Well, believe it or not, I mean, just having a niece and nephew, they can pick up pretty quick. I mean, they may not know what they're doing, but they can pick up stuff. They may not understand the story and what's going on, but different mechanics I think they can pick up on.
I have a niece. The only game I've ever seen her play is this one where there's Barbie collecting ponies and coins.
True.
But it has Street Fighter combos in it, so.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta punch those ponies right in the face.
Tiger uppercuts.
It's back, forward, attack. But the graphics on it are pretty good. I didn't get too far on it. I was like, I repaired something, and then it was like, you got a minute left of the demo, and I was like, oh well. Then I was playing some flying game where you're in space and you fly, and you got afterburners and stuff. I didn't like that, and then I played the Stranglehold. That was good. The Far Cry. No. Did the Far Cry demo. It was all right.
Is this the new Far Cry?
I think so.
Because Far Cry's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
I think it is. Because it was only multiplayer only, and it was all right.
There's no campaign to that game?
I think there might be, but they didn't let you play it. The multiplayer, though, was for a demo pretty bad since it was very laggy and sketchy, which was like, man, why would you put this out?
Stop messing with your mic, Charlie.
It's like, why would you put this out as a demo if you're going to put out the shitty version of it? It's like playing Prey. Well, not as bad as Prey, but people are like jumping around. You don't see their feet move. Instead, they just slide. And I was just like, but it was all right. The map was okay. It was okay. How do you guys like that for a review?
Yeah. Be more specific.
I dislike
it. I don't understand.
And then I was playing the outfit demo, and that thing was fucking hard.
I've got that game. You can borrow it.
I was like on the multiplayer. I was just like, dude, this dude is tearing me up. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, apparently you can control tanks and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was just like sitting there trying to flamethrower this guy while he's in a tank. And I was getting.
How'd that work out for you?
He won. He had like 140 something guys left while I had zero. All right. Yeah. That's all I got. Want to go on to news?
Sure.
Sure.
News.
That was awesome. We'll make some music for it.
You said that.
Yeah, I've been hearing that, what, three?
I think when jam sessions come out, me and Eric will put something together.
13 episodes, you
heard. Put some loops on.
Yeah, we'll just get that jam. Team news. We got some old gaming news.
It's pretty good.
Good singing voice. Good singing voice, yeah.
Yeah. Nasal vibrato.
Got some news. Got some gaming news.
I like that your microphone is held together with tape.
Hey, what they don't know, they won't hurt them.
I'm gonna buy this headset for next time. See how it works out, and if they're good,
I'll buy that like two podcasts ago.
I heard
ago.
That two podcasts ago.
I'll buy a bunch of them.
$9.99.
We'll get the headset with the mics built in.
Yeah.
That way everybody sounds the same instead of like this and like this.
Yeah.
All right. Gaming news.
Stop doing that.
Please.
All right. Master Chief has been added to a wax museum in Las Vegas.
Madame Tussaud.
Ooh.
You said you didn't know how to pronounce that.
I wasn't paying attention to you. Sometimes I just answer people without listening to them.
Sounds like you.
Douchebag.
Why did you put this in here? That's my question.
It's gaming news. Master Chief's in a video game. It's gaming news.
I don't know about that.
The Master Chief.
Beg to differ.
You are in love with the Master Chief.
Yeah.
Now see that old guy crying?
Extramarital affair.
I remember.
What old guy? Are you talking about a commercial? I haven't watched any of the Halo 3 commercials.
It's good, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I saw
it. Did you like it?
I liked it. I thought it was well done.
It was awesome. It's called Museum. It's fucking great.
No gameplay. Just total, like, guy talking about the history.
I'm just always mad because I'm trying to find, like, news to talk about and post about, and it's all Halo 3. It's like, hey, guess what? Halo 3 is coming out. It's like 11 days from now.
Ten days. According to the marketplace.
Whatever.
I mean,
10 days is like 11 days.
Because they paste it everywhere. I mean, it's a big... I mean, they're pushing it big time.
I saw it last night, I guess, on marketplace. I thought I saw it today, but it must have been last night.
This is my party shirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice. New Halo commercials have come out. One implies that the Master Chief fakes his death just to get close enough to the brutes.
That one's good, too. I'll find that one.
What is this news that you put in there? Why... People didn't notice that new Halo commercials came out?
I did most of the news that is in there.
Therefore, it's Halo only.
Yeah, it's the Halo 3 podcast.
I did a Nintendo one in there.
Halo 3 Xbox 360's consoles have launched this weekend for $400.
Anybody getting that? It's green.
Nope.
Yeah. Doesn't it have HDMI?
No, thanks.
Yeah, and a 20-gig hard drive.
20-gig. Can you step that up a little bit?
No. Then they'd have to charge... $470.
So, isn't the regular premium, isn't that like $370 or something?
So I'm paying. But it doesn't have HDMI.
I hear that some of them have HDMI.
Oh, do they? What?
They're starting to flip
I think they're starting to come out. We could be misinformed again.
We could be. Just, rumor has it.
Yes, we've been known to be misinformed on this podcast.
I love the way you point at me. Rumor has it.
That is... Some new 360s are getting the HDMI. But apparently here you're paying $30 in paint. Green paint.
There's a little bit of orange on there. Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I thought it would have been cooler. Like the guy who did that Gears of War
mod, that thing was
fucking sweet. He took the Gears of War logo and made it transparent so you can see the inside of his Xbox. And it's like they could have did that with like the Master Chief's face mask. Make it like this gold that you can
That would cost more than painting it green.
And then they're basically pushing out old units.
Yep, pretty much.
That will die eventually.
If you send one of those in to get repaired, will you get a Master Chief or a Halo one back?
If someone
or will
else
you get
bought
a white
one?
They would probably have to repaint it.
They tell you to keep and it your would face look, plate.
It would, wouldn't look as good.
Yeah, some kid paints
I don't know why they tell you to keep your face plate. They gave me a new one back.
Yeah, it comes with one.
Just in case you had a fancy one. All right. Let's talk about something that's not Halo 3. Silicon Knights sends a motion to dismiss Epic's motion to dismiss. I don't know if anybody knows this. Silicon Knights and Epic, they've been fighting this war, this legal battle about who owns the rights to what, the gaming engine?
Kind of. Because Silicon Knights is saying they had to rebuild it from the ground up.
Well, I thought the claim was that Epic was taking their money and using it for Gears of War instead of giving them the proper tools so they could use their engine to build their game.
Right.
Yeah, I don't...
It's a whole legal thing.
It's crap.
Silicon Knights is working on, what is it, Too Human?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which reviews from last year didn't make it sound too good, but they've had over a year to work on it, so maybe they've made it better. But yeah, Epic's trying to dismiss their lawsuit. Now Silicon Knights trying to dismiss their dismissal.
So they seriously want to take them to court. They want this thing to go.
Oh, yeah.
And Epic was trying not to.
Because apparently they have a crappy game, and they need some money.
The sad thing is like, it kind of makes you wonder, like, is it up in the developer's hand? Because you got games like Bioshock that use the Unreal Engine, and it's like, why would Epic only help the makers of Bioshock? I forget, what is that, 2K?
Yeah.
Why would they help them and not Silicon Knights with Two Humans? It might just be their designers just don't know what they're doing. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we're uninformed, so we...
Yeah.
We're talking about stuff we don't know here.
What is Silicon Knights? Is that a video game?
It's a company.
They make KOTAR?
No. It's Bioware.
What is KOTAR? What does that stand for?
That's a good question.
LMAO.
Knights of the Old Republic. What are you doing?
I found this other thing about... There's some people who are worried that if Silicon Knights does sue them and they do win, then it could cause big problems for, like, Epic and a lot of the games out there right now. So, I mean, it's an issue we need to keep an eye on, but it's a legal issue, so it's kind of boring. And that's why we don't keep up with it. We can't read.
Nope. And we can't be specific about our gameplay. It was boring.
Yeah.
Why should we continue?
Let's see. Let me see what they say. Licenses and... Yeah, they're just worried. Silicon Knights and Epic both say, oh, if this lawsuit, blah, 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 we can lose our company, we can lose our games, blah, blah, blah.
You think they would really go down, though? Could you really take Epic down? Seems like they must be making some...
I would see Silicon Knights going down, because Epic is getting mad cash from everybody. Everybody's using the Unreal Engine.
They got good games. Unreal Tournament, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, but Silicon Knights... They're
Bioshock.
Basically, Silicon Knights is saying that the Unreal Engine 3, which they are using, which Epic owns, didn't work as they... told them that it would work. And that's really the whole basis of the lawsuit.
It's going to work like this. You're going to make Gears of War, but call it Too Human.
So apparently they're saying, our game is not as good as it should be because your engine is crap. Fail. Who cares about all those other games that use it?
Right.
Forget
right.
about them. You can't bring them into this lawsuit.
All right.
Bah. All right, gaming industry news. Gaming industry is up 46%.
It's good news for everybody.
That is good news for everyone.
Except for Jack Thompson.
It's good for him because then more people are paying attention to his crazy ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Why bring him into this, dude?
Yeah, he's going to start posting on our blog.
He's going to start griefing us.
He's going to send us a lawsuit.
Get a damn letter.
Jack Thompson's a douchebag.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
That is slander, and he most definitely will get a note.
Take me for all my money. Take down my blog spot.
All right, 360 sales jumped up 46% due to price drops. PS3 sales actually dropped 18% compared to last month. And the Wii still leads the pack, selling over 400,000 units on a monthly basis. They actually surpassed total number of units sold. They're over 360 now.
Yeah. Good times.
Wii's number one.
It won the console war. Game over. War's over. Everybody has to
a lot of people Wii. Still seem a little dissatisfied with the Wii and their lack of games.
I'm not, I haven't touched my Wii. It's got like a layer of dust on it.
Which his wife does.
I like it. It's a nice system. I like it because it's innovative, but I mean, the games, it's the same rehashed games, you know, Nintendo just cannot let go of, you know, Metroid, you know.
Zelda,
Mario. I mean, big game is Mario.
Mario
Whoa, big
is playing
deal,
basketball
dude.
This time.
You know, it's come out with something different.
Mario basketball?
Yeah, Mario plays all the sports.
Mario Party sports. 8, was it 9, 12 now? I don't know.
They got a Mario Party 12 now?
I don't know what the number is. It's just the same games on the different systems.
It's on Nintendo rolls.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, they make good games. I'm not dissing them for that, but just be more a little more creative.
Yeah, come up with a new campaign.
Is there a game that transfers from one PlayStation to the next? Final Fantasies?
Yeah.
Metal Gears?
But they're different. Each one of those games are different.
And they're not owned by...
Those are third parties.
Yeah. Metroid isn't owned by Nintendo, though, right?
I'm not sure who makes Metroid. Or misinformed again.
God!
I think Nintendo published them.
You're uninformed.
Well, yeah. I know Nintendo publishes them. I think it's Retro Studios that actually makes Metroid Prime. But I don't know if they're owned by Nintendo. So I'm uninformed, uninformed, or...
All right.
Whatever.
Speaking of Nintendo.
Nintendo news. Nintendo's Senior Vice President of Marketing, George Harrison, is leaving Nintendo by the end of the year.
Didn't he die?
That's a difference.
He leaves along with all the jokes.
Yeah,
he says, I ain't going to Redmond.
He's just the name I recognize because he's one of those guys from that band.
But yeah, apparently not everybody happy with Nintendo moving to Redmond. And they say, not going. Don't like Redmond. Redmond right next to Seattle, right? That's right. I'm not just misinformed on gaming news. It's everything.
Yeah, Redmond, Oregon, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be like people are probably turning off right now. What the fuck kind of a podcast is this? Woo!
All right. More Halo 3 news from Josh.
Thanks, man.
Apparently, in the area of the 360 marketplace under Expand Your Halo 3 Experience, it mentions clans. Bungie has already announced there would be no clan support, but does this mean that a fall dashboard update is coming before Halo 3 with clan support? I've seen this rumor being flown around a lot. Bungie originally said no clans at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people lately have been like, they're doing clans.
Yeah, and I think Bungie's being truthful when they say no clans, because I think it's going to be a thing built in to the 360 console itself.
I mean, like, you could have a clan that would cross games.
Yeah, which would be a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to be like each game you reform your clan.
Basically, it'd just be a friends list that you can go into and make subcategories for your friends list, and then just drop people into there. But the thing is Major Nelson said on his podcast that like last week that there's no clan update, or there's no update coming for the console, because they're going to be shutting down the servers next week or some shit like that, or that already happened? Where it's going to go, Xbox Live's going to go offline for a couple of days?
It went offline for 4 hours the other day.
Oh, did it? Was that it? I don't know.
On Monday.
I saw a little email from Microsoft. I didn't read it, so I don't know.
But he was saying there's not going to be the clan update in that.
Yeah, that was the one on Monday with just like maintenance and stuff. It wasn't any big changes.
But hopefully they'll have it in a dash. Because a lot of the stuff that those rumors were showing, man, they had some good stuff in there. They had I forget.
Don't ruin anything, please.
Yeah. But yeah. Clan support was one of them.
Save all your crazy leaks to yourself.
And yes. I think that one of them was animated themes or some shit like that. I forget. All right, moving on.
Something in the Blu-ray HD DVD war. Sony has unveiled 4 new Blu-ray DVD recorders, and they've also said, we're not making any more DVD recorders that use standard DVD. Blu-ray is it.
Wow.
It's a bold statement.
Move the industry forward, huh?
They're like, come with us, or you're left behind.
They say that about standard definition TV people also.
Yes. They hate standard definition everything.
Want to move? I'm not like a big freak on HD, but like just looking at HD and going back to normal TV, it's such a drastic change, man. They really should, everything should go up to HD.
Talk to the FCC, man. They've been pushing it for years.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be in place a long time ago, but they keep pushing it back because it's expensive.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's dropped drastically. Remember when the TVs used to cost like 10 grand?
Yeah.
And now you can get them for under a grand. So it's improved. Mm-hmm. And then those TVs that cost 10 grand don't even have HDMI. Man, those suckers. Early adapters. Who are those people?
That's why I'm holding out on the new DVD war. Whoever wins, I'll buy you.
They both win, and then in the end, we all win.
You'll buy them or burn them. One of the two.
Why do I burn them? Might stick them in the microwave and watch them do that thing where they sparkle. You ever seen somebody do that with, like, sticks?
Yeah. You can find it on the internet anywhere.
You mean the band sticks?
No, they just take, like, little sticks, and then they light them on fire, and then you turn it on, and then the sticks start sparking also.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That, I don't know what you're talking about.
But I've done the CD.
Kids don't do it at home.
So I showed Tori. I was like, check this out. This is fucking cool.
What do you use a microwave for?
They make vegan microwavables.
Warming up the lettuce.
Burritos. Vegan burritos.
Yeah, the vegan burritos.
This tomato needs to be warmer.
Marco gives us a lot of grief at work about being vegan and vegetarian, and me and this other guy. And then he brings in a lot of vegetarian stuff now.
He does, yeah.
He brought in some vegetarian chicken patties. He brings in vegetarian burritos all the time. But he brings in the chicken patties without fucking bread.
All he talks about is cheesesteaks, but he eats vegan chicken.
No talking about Marco. He's banned. Him.
Why is he banned? Yeah, I want to hit on to this roundtable discussion.
Sure.
Roundtable discussion.
That's not necessary.
I'm going to change this roundtable discussion to I hate you.
So last episode we briefly talked about, like, we kind of got off track about what we were supposed to be talking about. Which is what I forget what we were talking about. But we got onto
pre-game hype.
Yeah, pre-game hype. And we got onto the subject of things that are in games.
Things that have always been in games forever that they should get rid of.
Boxes, crates.
Crates.
Health packs.
Yeah. Invisible walls.
But we were saying, you know, not only should we talk about what they should get rid of, what should they replace it with? Because, you know, saying something sucks is easy. Coming up with a solution takes a little bit more thought.
Completely destructive environments.
Completely.
Those are good.
Everything you shoot gets destroyed.
Yes. They're getting a lot better with that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, Stranglehold and even Time Shift had a lot more destructible stuff. Time Shift, not as much. There were some walls you could shoot through, but like most of the crates you just shoot and they just bounce around.
Like, something I'd like to see them get rid of is the ability to shoot through a fucking fence. Come on, why can't I shoot through a chain link fence?
I love that.
So many times I'm in Grand Theft Auto and I'm trying to fucking shoot these dudes between, like, through the fence, and I'm like, it's a fence. My bullet can't be.
They have that same issue on Just Cause. I was playing it yesterday. There's a guy behind a fence and I'm shooting, and he's just like, ah.
It would make sense to help them prevent chasing you, but you should at least be able to spray them down.
Yeah.
But Call of Duty 4, they have some like gates and fences and stuff, and you can shoot through those. So they definitely addressed it in there.
Yeah, I noticed some wall shooting through walls, which is pretty cool.
Deep Impact, you can just shoot through the wall itself.
That's nice.
But there's no damage to the wall. Like,
no, there's holes in it.
Can you look through the holes?
Look through it, but you actually see the bullets come out of the wall.
That's the type of destruction we're looking for.
That's right.
You don't know where the path is, you make your own. Just toss a couple of grenades and eventually that wall crumbles.
Like what you were hoping Black was.
Yeah. Man, that Stranglehold, though. That one's a lot better than Black was.
Yeah.
It's like, man, they got them beat.
But yeah, destructible environment's definitely good. Don't put any more doors if I can't go in it.
What are you talking about? They leave the doors. If it's a door you can't go through, they remove the handles. You should know that by now.
They don't always. Okay. It just doesn't open when I walk near it. I'm like, oh, I'm walking down the hall. Oh, Like, I know there
was... Yeah, put some boards on it or something. Like, yeah. It got boarded up.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, in Time Shift, there's doors everywhere. And for a long time in the demo, I didn't think you opened doors, because you never can open a door. And then suddenly you're at this part where you're like, where do I go? Oh, if I walk near this one door, it'll open.
Or I'd like to see them get rid of invisible walls completely. I was playing the Harry Potter game, and we go into the Great Hall where they eat. That's the Great Hall, right? I think it's the Great Hall.
It's the cafeteria.
I don't know.
They don't call it the cafeteria. Yeah, it's the lunchroom, too. But basically, like, I got between the wall and the table, and Ron and Hermione were following me, and apparently they blocked me. And I was like, well, there's a little bit of room right here, but I couldn't go because there's a fucking invisible wall there. And in Halo 2, they had the invisible walls everywhere. It's like, hey, look, you can go there. No, you can't. Something's in the way.
Yeah, invisible walls suck. Just, I mean, I understand some of them, you know, like the ceiling, the invisible ceilings, things like that. I understand that. But the invisible walls that are just, like, out in the open, lame.
Yeah, just put something there that kills them or something. Or just put a graphic there. Hey, there's a wall there.
Or let them walk there.
Yeah. What's it going to do? I mean, like, if you're... I don't know. That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
I don't know what they could replace crates with.
See, that's the problem. What's the fixture? Because a lot of times there's stuff in them that you want.
Well, yeah, but if there's nothing in them, there shouldn't be a crate.
I think BioShock did it well because they had some storage crates, but those made sense usually where they were, and everything else was like cabinets or ashtrays, or not that you usually found anything good in an ashtray.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on the game. I like what they did in Halo 2 where... If there was weapons, they had them drop in those like little missile pods and they landed in the ground. It's like, that solved the solution.
If you were fighting in a crate factory, that'd be all right.
Like a warehouse would be fine. But like some of the stuff they'd have in them, it'd be like, oh, I'm in this warehouse. I break this crate open. What the fuck are guns doing in here? It's
I don't know why a crate factory would have anything in the crate.
But, busted open a bunch of empty crates. But like I like how everybody's going like HUDless and also like healthless. Like I was a little disappointed Stranglehold had a health pack. When you have when you hit left on the directional pad and that gives you health, it's like it seems like a little bit too much health.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pretty much never use the heal myself perk. Precision aim all the way. Take that in your knee.
You didn't do the barrage?
No.
I didn't see much use for the barrage. Unless you're really surrounded by enemies. Yeah. I don't... Maybe in the game, somewhere later on in the game, you're surrounded by enemies.
Well, there's a couple areas on
maybe at the marketplace would be, like, one of the places to use it.
Where it's just nonstop dudes streaming out everywhere. It's just like, dude, chill out. I'll get to you in a second.
There were some pauses in there. I think that barrage is more for, like... I mean, he goes in a circle and just...
No, that's the spin attack.
Oh. Then I got confused on which one's which.
I think he was misinformed on that one.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, but health packs. Yeah, I do like that. Now, like a lot of times, you get hurt, you guys kind of like for a little bit, and then he doesn't get hurt more for a while.
Oh, I walk it off.
I have an ace bandage that's going to make it all better.
Walk health it pack, off.
Some peroxide.
I'd even like to get rid of it where you carry it. Just have it where like the longer you stay alive, you just kind of get better.
But yeah, because the health pack, I mean, those are some good health packs in video games.
They are.
Like, I am going to die in a second. Oh, slap this on here. I'm good.
What's in those?
Ready to go. Crack.
Cotton swabs.
It's all crack.
It'd have to be like pure adrenaline or something. They should at least show him like stabbing it into his heart.
Yep. You're still hurt. You just don't feel it anymore.
Yeah. At least do like, what was it? The painkillers for max pain?
Oh, yeah.
Like I think with BioShock they could have even done it better than the health packs. They could have, because they did all this genetic manipulation. They could have done something where you inject yourself with something or something like that. The health pack itself,
yeah.
Why was I carrying around 9 of these things? And why can't I carry bandages?
It should have just been more syringes. Does he keep neat holes in his arms? The more you pump up.
Nope.
Or shoot up.
No. He's got 2 tattoos on his wrists.
Yeah.
He shoots between his toes.
Of a chain.
What's your unexplained?
Because he's a slave.
As far as I know.
A man chooses, a slave obeys, Charlie.
No, I got that point, but what do the chains signify? I guess because
he's a slave.
I did see statues of. Does he have any slave chains? Songs? I guess that's
the great chain. That's pulling the great chain.
Connection there. Oh, I guess Charlie. I missed that.
You gotta listen to those diaries.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Do you guys actually pay attention to those diaries? Do they give helpful information?
I listen to a lot of them.
If you don't listen to them, you won't really understand why things are happening in this story.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. I mean,
there's like
123
or something like that. And I'm missing one.
I when I finished the game, I saw that I didn't know how many there were, and I looked at a guide, and I was missing three.
Oh my god, he uses guides.
No,
you said earlier you were using a guide.
I used the guide after I beat it to find. I didn't want to play the whole game again and search every single nook and cranny like I did the first time.
How would you know which ones you missed?
That's why I looked at the guide.
Record of them.
Oh, I got you.
That's the only reason I looked at the guide. I mean, how the hell would I know which ones I missed and which ones I didn't miss?
Right. If you're a true fan, you would know.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. What else is lame in games?
Tumbleweeds.
I would like to,
What's with the... Some... It's my roommate playing Call of Duty 4 in the background.
Maybe bad spawning.
Bad spawning is bad.
You spawn right next to the guy that's
got... Hey, your sniper was looking right where I just spawned. Yeah. But that might be a little difficult to change. But true. Shouldn't be able to spawn within so much area of the enemy.
Right. Should be replaced with even worse spawning.
What about the melee? Do you think that should be getting taken out from first-person shooters?
I don't know.
I like
the melee.
I like melee.
If you're close enough to hit somebody, you should be able to hit them.
Should it be a kill, though?
Yes.
Make it a knife.
Depends, yeah. If it's a knife and slashes their throat, yeah, why not?
Far Cry did the knife, and they made it where you had to slash them. You had to be like, slice once, twice, three times the later.
Call of Duty 2, they have the knife. I mean, 4, they have the knife.
And it goes into an animation, so it's kind of a disadvantage as well.
And you can't do it, two times in a row, instantly. After you do it the first time, there's a little bit of delay before you can do it again. So if you miss that first slash or stab, because it depends on how you do it, there's different animations for it. Then you're screwed.
That's what they should have did in Halo. Instead of people... It would help prevent that BR crap where people could double melee you. They should have made, an animation, he grabs the back of their head and then butts into it or something.
Like all Tenchu style, where you...
Like a Dead Rising. Grabs his
and slams it into the ground. Maybe not like that. But I'd like to see more like shooter games, do Gears of War, where if you go over ammo, you have to physically pick it up to grab it. Because I like that.
Instead of walking over it.
You mean not absorbing it through my feet anymore?
Got that ammo. Maybe that's part of the Master Chief suit or something.
That would be good. I like that idea. No more instant pickup of ammo.
And maybe that they should stop making the weapons hover. Come on, why has it got to hover?
Float and spin.
Float and spin.
I think you brought this up before, too. The carrying, 15 weapons.
Yeah,
inside your little backpack or something.
I got a lot of room in there. That's why I brought it.
Special bag. Yeah. You ever seen Harry Potter?
Holds my Dungeons & Dragons dice.
Wow. Well organized. Amazed we pushed 40-something minutes so far.
We talk about nothing. We have opinionated.
Yeah, we are pretty opinionated.
Should we talk about the grief we get?
That's in my ranting zone.
Oh, okay. Want to move on to ranting zone? Because I think we've beaten this horse. Vegan style.
Yes. All you game developers who listen to us, take note of what we just said.
Brian. You listening, Brian?
Brian's Thunderbud, right?
No, that's Jeff.
Falf. Bow things, Falf.
Okay. He was on there this morning.
Yeah, I don't think he listens to the podcast, but if he does, this is for you, Brian.
What is this? Shout outs? We're done now? We've got an agenda.
You mentioned developers. He's currently working for Blizzard.
Yes.
Huh? You want me to ride you out
with some guitar here? We're not done yet.
We don't have the rights to those songs.
All right. Do we want to do games or gaming devices or ranting zone?
Let's talk about games we're looking forward to. I don't know if you've seen this, but Dementium, The Ward on the DS. It's like this. It's kind of like Silent Hill on the DS. And the graphics, I have to say, look awesome. It, like, for a DS game, it looks pretty good. The gameplay.
I think that's like an oxymoron, dude. I don't think you can have awesome graphics on a DS.
Wait till you see it. It looks like PlayStation 1 graphics. It's pretty nice.
That's awesome, dude. Wow. That is kick ass.
It's not bad, though. It's a 3D environment.
Why don't you own a Wii?
You're all in the hotel. Because
what the fuck? Because it's awesome that they're moving to that for handheld. It would just be nice to see people, you know.
No, I'm with you for like the story and stuff, and I mean I don't know anything about the game, but to call something awesome on the DS is kind of.
I'll pull it up afterwards.
All right,
and I'll whip it out. That's all I got for games I'm looking forward to. Of course, the Halo 3, which comes out like in
10 days.
Looking forward to that game.
10 days, dude.
You even have to say it.
Can you believe it? 10 fucking days.
I know. It feels like yesterday.
I will also say I'm looking forward to the Halo 3, but this year or this edition, I'm not doing the midnight buy.
Me either. That was a waste of time.
I'm taking off work, but
I'm being like an adult this year, and I'm going to pick it up after work on the 25th.
So what am I
going to... Not even pre-ordered.
So I'm going to have to wait for you guys before I can play it?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I'm going to get it because... No, I got it pre-ordered, right? I've done this in the past where I've pre-ordered games, and when I get there, they tell me, well, we ran out of our... I don't think they're going to have enough on hand, but maybe I'm wrong.
Didn't you do Legendary?
Yes, I did. I'm hoping that they'll have those on there, but who knows? I pre-ordered a DS, and when I went there, they were like, we don't have any more. I'm like, well, I pre-ordered one. Don't you guys keep track of how many pre-order until you can order? And apparently,
you have no problem taking the pre-order. It's keeping the pre-order.
So yeah, that's the only thing. If I get there, and I'm going to be ticked if I can't...
Same here.
If I can't get it.
Especially since I paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got the money.
Yeah, you took my money, you son of a bitch. So.
Could at least bought it. Otherwise, I would have just ordered it at fucking Best Buy. Fucking EB Games. God.
It's GameStop now. They're GameStop. They're the evil empire.
It's taken over.
I like them.
Well, I like them, but I mean...
I don't pre-order anything from them.
They've taken out like all the other guys. I mean...
Yes.
Rhino had some good stuff, you know, good deals on games, and now it's just one big conglomerate monopoly.
They're the clear Game channel.
GameForce is in there
games.
Still.
GameForce is nice, but it's like a mom-and-pop run place, and it's not very... They got good prices on stuff, but it's mom-and-pop stuff.
They got good trade-ins, too. Trade-in value's good.
I don't believe in trade-ins. Charlie was checking out my collection.
Dude, you got a bunch, man. Two shelves full.
The shelves are 6 inches wide.
I would estimate upwards of 50 games, but I could be wrong.
It's very possible.
It's a lot of
do
games.
The math. That's like $50.
That is some good math you have there.
Dude.
Games I'm looking forward to. Halo 3, of course. Mass Effect.
When's that coming out?
November 20th.
I can't wait for that game, too. That's going to be fun.
Army of Two. Kane and Lynch.
You think that's going to be fun?
They're saying, I read something today, and they said that it's kind of like a cross between Gears of War and the movie Heat.
I like Heat.
Yeah.
I like Gears of War.
They were making a Heat game at one point, so maybe this is what it became.
To bring this all the way back to Halo 3.
Oh, why do we have to go back?
Why?
You remember the minigun in the beta? Didn't that sound like the scene from Heat when they're shooting in the streets? It's just that nice hollow... That's what it sounded like when people would fire that minigun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude,
you're talking about the minigun you could rip off the...
Yeah, off the turret. Yeah. Uh-huh. Remember in Heat when they're all like, God, the great scene where they're going through with the M60s?
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
I remember the scene. I don't remember the sound effect, dude. I can't sit there and remember and correlate the two.
It's not an audio rememberer.
It is, though. It made this really great hollow sound. You're just like, it would just brought you there. And you're just like, man, that's what it sounded like if I was in that gunfight. I'd be getting shot.
And also, there's a... A game I was reading about the other day, won't be out for a long time, called Borderlands. And it's kind of like a
Mad Max.
Futuristic Mad Max meets Diablo gunfighter game.
Cool.
It looks like it'll be good.
Yeah.
Call of War is good?
I'd hope it'd be better than that.
Santana just died. I just saw it. Oh my god, that's embarrassing.
Loser.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I'm just looking forward to a lot of the games Andy mentioned, and also next Guitar Hero and Rock Band actually looks pretty cool.
Looking forward to that Gears on the PC.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Since it's going to have some extra levels and you can actually fight that big beast thing.
Yeah.
I like to just run away from it. That's what I do.
I just drive past it. Is it a good time for you to come back
later? By the way, I noticed we didn't mention anything special at the beginning that Grant's back.
Just for today.
I mean, what's it been? When did we see you last? 10 episodes ago?
It's a cameo.
He's a guest
what's
now.
What's going on with you? Your wife let you out of the house?
I got married, so I have less time.
He's done shopping and taking dancing lessons.
Yes, no more dance lessons.
Or that's where your wife thinks you are.
Right, and I still suck at dancing.
Charlie.
It's raining again.
A lot of the stuff that you guys, Grand Theft Auto 5, is it?
4.
We
didn't mention that, by the way.
San Andreas Fault version.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 4, obviously Halo. I don't want to sound like
right?
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I also am looking forward to Manhunt 2. I'm pissed off at the
Halloween.
Yeah, I'm a little mad about the change of
buy it from the Netherlands.
Yeah, well.
Wait, what is that coming out on though?
PlayStation 2,
Wii, PlayStation 2, and
PSP, I believe.
Like is this now you're saying the Netherlands? Is that going to be the unrated version?
Yeah.
Mm. So I thought they made it so that like. Those consoles won't even support it at all. Like, it won't be playable.
No.
Oh, okay.
They claim that they won't sell it. You know, nobody will sell it, and they won't support it.
They're not. Okay, they gotcha.
Yeah.
Advertising.
They're not giving it the blessing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be rated M here in the U.S. Can't get it in the U.K. Unedited version will be in the Netherlands. But yeah, they'll be out for the Wii, the PSP, and the PS2.
That'd be interesting to see, like with the Netherlands people, what do they call those, the Nethies? Or
I'm just curious what got cut, you know? Yeah. I mean, what classified it as an adult only?
I don't know. There was something in the news today. Raping. I didn't really get into it, but apparently parents are really mad about the Wii Blaster coming out.
Come on,
is this
parents,
the gun that I'm looks fake?
Just sick yes. and tired of the BS from parents and
don't
kids.
Buy it for your kids.
That's the thing. If it's for the Wii, it's going to get more scrutiny yeah. than anything else.
Yeah,
because the parents are actually going to pay attention to. I can't play that.
If Manhunt 2 would have come out on the 360 and the PS3, would have been fine. Would have gotten an M.
I think I roll with that theory. That's how I rolls.
Although I still stand by what I've heard on the streets. Manhunt 1, not that good.
No, I own Manhunt 1, and it wasn't awesome. It wasn't an awesome game. I just liked it because of the
violence.
The violence. I thought it was pretty. It was the first game that you could really do crazy stuff like that to people, which I'm not like a, you know, a sick person or anything. But, you know, it was entertaining. It's entertainment.
I don't get to have this level of violence in my real life.
You know, It's a form of entertainment, just like anything else. The movies, there's movies that are they're horror movies that are worse. I mean,
so
come
you
on.
Like you like the snuff films, is what you're saying?
I have not seen a snuff film, no. But I'm a
you're
fan.
You're making me make one.
Are you starring in it?
Apparently,
as the gay rapist, yes.
Oh, I wanted him to star as the guy who died.
I get snuffed.
Man,
Charlie promised to do some stuff to my dead body.
Oh. Yeah, that skull raping scene you were talking about.
I think this leads us on to my rant I want to talk about, and this may be the reason why.
I have to say, it may seem negative, but it is good news.
What's good news, dude?
We get a lot of hate on our site.
It means that people are visiting our site. Sure, they hate our site, but we're getting people foot traffic.
What does it matter? They hate us.
Bad publicity is still good publicity, right?
Sure. Sure, they're walking into the store and spitting in it, but hey, they came into the store.
Yeah, we got a lot of hate lately. Last podcast, some guy said that we sucked.
No, he said we should stop. And by the way, this is the last podcast.
Yes, we're taking his advice.
I like the fact that he said that we're wasting our time and our listeners' time. Don't listen.
Yeah,
yeah, how about that?
Here's a public service announcement for all of you who are, for some reason, addicted to us and hate us. Don't listen to our podcast.
He listened to the end.
I know he listened to the whole thing because he had specific examples from the whole thing, which I was amazed. I was impressed by his dedication. Maybe he was just giving us another chance. We failed him. I'm sorry. I'm glad you listened to the whole thing.
You think? I don't think he's going to be listening to this now.
I would hope not.
He's given up. He might have it.
Maybe he's giving us a third chance. I don't know.
He's got us on a feed reader.
Yeah, and also apparently in an hour, I have to go to the Regency Mall and fight a guy.
It's on pay-per-view.
I'm not really sure if he wants to fight or if he just wants some witty repartee. But apparently the Jacksonville, Florida man, who, by the way, I still don't know his name, so when he wanted us to interview him, how would I find him? Jacksonville, Florida man. Just call up everybody in the phone book. Hey, you. You gaily proposed to your wife.
So how did he find us?
To answer your question on Google, you're one of about 150 sites that have reported on this event. Just type in Jacksonville and Viva Pinata.
What number?
He went through all 150?
What number did we come?
I don't know what number we came. Josh, do a search real quick.
I got a microphone in my hand.
You don't do a search because you're recording this thing. Yeah, but he says, why don't ya meet me at Symbol Regency Mall tonight, say around 5 p.m.? How about in front of Hallmark and GameStop? I'd love to see if you're as witty in person as you are in front of your keyboard. Deal.
Andy's response.
Wow.
Really? Regency Mall? The dirt mall?
It's a crappy mall.
It's ghetto, dude. It's absolutely ghetto.
Yeah. My friend got held up there coming out of the AMC theater.
It's the one all the upstanding citizens used to go to.
Yeah, and then it turned into the ghetto mall.
But you left out the best part. I said, I'll save you the suspense. I am as witty in person.
He's just as jerky, too.
I am a jerk. I mean, I said that in one of my posts.
What's funny is he keeps posting.
He's going to be awesome on the news tonight at 6 or 6:30.
So check him out. He's a procrastinate.
Yeah, see.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Doesn't get around to it.
Apparently he thinks that because I called the Regency Mall the dirt mall, I'm racist.
No, you're a bigot.
That's actually a reference for Walmart. I mean, from Mallrats, where they have the dirt mall and the regular mall.
That's true.
Nothing racial was implied.
So does he want a battle of wits or a fist fight?
I don't know. He didn't really specify.
How do you battle wits?
I might go, because I really want to see what this guy looks like.
How would you know it's him?
I don't know. That's my other thing.
We don't have it. We don't have XYBA t-shirts.
I'm
going
to have to wear my suit so that I look like my picture.
Start pointing at every guy you see. Jacksonville man?
You. I mean, I'm guessing.
You could wear a Viva Pinata shirt.
And then I can write socks underneath it.
But you like Viva Pinata.
I don't really like it. I like that it's easy to get the points. I haven't played it yet since you gave it back to me.
Whatever. You like the Viva. You were singing the song after you got it.
I sing the song all the time. I do it just to annoy Santana.
I hate that fucking
game. See, I couldn't tell, though, at first if he was really mad at me or if he was mad because Thunderpud put that comment, can I send him a kick in the nards for my dragon egg for being so lame? But now he's definitely mad at me.
What's funny is I got an email from Thunderpud that he sent, I think before this was put up on our thing, and he was talking about it, too, because he sent a link to another website. And he was just ragging on the guy. He was just...
I mean, you know, I'm happy. Good for you. You're getting married. I mean, Grant and Josh and Charlie all know that I make fun of marriage.
And we're not offended.
Absolutely
That's
not.
Just how I am. We wouldn't have reported on it if it wasn't a Jacksonville story. And I'm glad you made it on the news. Congratulations.
He's going to be on Major Nelson.
I don't understand. What is Major Nelson not... Doesn't have enough stuff going on with Halo 3 coming out? He's like, what is some non-Halo 3 news I can find out there?
I think it's because it's sweet. It's delicate.
They're just trying to get girls to play.
Yeah.
That's really it. Viva Pinata. So what do you guys think? Should I go?
I think you should.
I think I should go and take a picture of me being there.
I don't understand how you guys are going to identify each other. I don't. That's the strange part.
I don't know. Maybe he gets off of work at GameStop at 5.
Does he work? How do you know he probably works at Hallmark?
He's at, how about in front of Hallmark and GameStop? So apparently, Regency Mall has a Hallmark and a GameStop. I mean, it's not the worst mall. There's that. What is that Gate Mall?
Yeah, Gateway Mall.
Gateway Mall.
Gateway Mall.
Yeah, right off of I-95. I don't even know how to get to that thing.
Yeah, that's never been
that's
there.
That's one of the ones where if you did a zombie movie, you'd do it in there.
Because there's no stores.
Yeah, it's all empty storefronts. And, like, I don't know, there's like a shoe store or something there.
Isn't there Mr. Kicks, an Iceman there?
I don't know.
And get me some
it's
nice
been
suits.
A few years since I've been there.
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody not from Jacksonville is going to be like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Shit, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Anybody not from Jacksonville doesn't listen to us.
We'll turn to channel 12 or 25. That's the same fucking channel.
Josh, you got to understand, most people in Jacksonville don't understand that it's the same channel, just like they don't understand that 30 and 47 are the same channel.
When you change from 12 to 25, it's the same reporter reporting at the same time.
Simulcast.
It's simulcast.
That's what they call it.
See, it's a good thing Eric's not here because then he could get in trouble because he works for the two stations that didn't report on this guy's story.
Yeah. It came across his desk, though.
Yes, I knew he knew about it, but
he took a dump on it.
As well, he should have.
Apparently, slow news day in Jacksonville.
Slow podcast day. I wonder if he sent us any emails at the Gmail thing. We should check that out.
We should.
XYBAPodcast@gmail. Maybe he sent like a way to contact him.
Death threats, probably.
Yeah.
So, Grant, how'd you propose to your wife? Any gaming involved?
There was no gaming involved.
You were playing Army, and then you got all the soldiers to get down on a knee, and then you guys sang that song from Top Gun.
Actually, I had them all doing the teabag thing.
This is our wedding night.
That's right. All right. But no, I did, it was kind of hokey. Guys will think it's hokey, but girls will like it. But
don't listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
Might as well stop right now.
All
right.
You whipped it out. She saw the 9 inches.
That was it.
Like,
that's all it took.
There was a ring on it.
Then she asked me, so it was good.
Charlie, Josh, any gaming references in your wedding proposals?
No. Mine had a video, though.
No.
Video, huh?
Yeah.
It was a ransom video. Yeah. Hostage. Please marry Josh, or he'll kill me. So your wife thought that was cute, huh?
Yeah, she kind of liked it.
She would.
She thought you blew an opportunity for us to interview this guy.
Well, I don't understand what we would interview him about.
So you propose? Well, we could have just had him on the show as a guest. I don't think he's going to do it now.
He's probably angry.
Unless you want to. If you do, just let us know in the comments section if you want to be on. As long as there won't be any fisticuffs. Now, there can be a battle of the wits, whatever that pertains to.
But I don't see, unless I miss something important, what would we interview? So where'd you get the idea from?
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. How much did that diamond cost you on
How long did your guy have to dig before he found that diamond?
Does she play any other games?
Does she still yell at you when you're playing the other games? Why do you have two Xbox 360s and two TVs in the same room?
What would you have done if you sent that diamond to someone else? Would that be considered cheating?
Does she send you anything on Viva Pinata?
Do you guys have sex during Viva Pinata?
That's a little too personal, sir.
Yes, Viva Vagina.
Do you find it disturbing in Viva Pinata that parents can have sex with their children and that nobody has any real sex, like male or female?
Yeah, I don't mind the brother-sister thing, but the mom and dad thing or the brother and or the son and mom, that's weird.
That's real weird.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm glad I don't play this game.
Yeah.
Is there candy inside?
Yes. Yeah, weird.
You can break open the piñatas and there's candy inside.
Oh, they're
inside.
All sweet inside.
And the other animals will eat the insides. Because...
Dude, in that old man's voice.
Dude. Well, they're all sweet inside.
Oh, now we're going to get sued by Family Guy.
Hey, what's funny is this guy calls you a bigot, but he also calls you a fag.
Make up your mind.
Racist faggot.
He also calls us, let's say, moron, noob.
Did we get pawned or whatever?
Noob.
Pwned.
What the hell's noob got to do with anything?
I don't know.
You're just bad at podcasting.
You're new at playing stuff.
No, it's the N-O-O-B.
Right.
The capital B.
We found out since then that there's two different noobs.
Really?
We Wikipedia'd it.
That's it, yep. And also, he's not good with punctuation.
It's the internet. You don't have to.
Yeah.
That's Tay the way they do it. Ah, I said that wrong. That's Tay they do it. I forget how they say it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. That's definitely the most comments ever on one of the posts. There's 12 comments on there now. Of course, half of them are from me.
Yeah, you and the back and forth between procrastinate. Yeah, it's good times. All right, I guess we'll wrap this show up. That was fun.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came back for it.
Now people will be like, I hate Grant.
Grant's a douche. He doesn't play anything.
He joined those bigots. All right, well, I'm going to give a shout out to my wife, Ashley. And to that guy who Andy insulted.
Procrastinator.
Sorry.
Vader.
Shout out to my wife, Stacy, and that guy as well. How you doing, man?
No shout out because my wife doesn't listen to this, so no shout out.
Flat out, no.
Shout out withdrawn.
At least you didn't do like Marco. Shout out to Jen, bitch.
I'm going to give a shout out to Mike Anderson, who listens to us in the car while commuting to and from work in Utah.
That's a long commute. These shows are long.
Yeah. And shout out to Jigsaw. He's been back lately, giving us a little bit of posting love.
Cool, cool. I like Jigsaw.
I like it too.
He made the fourth Saw movie, didn't he?
What are you talking about?
How are they making that
movie?
They're making a fourth.
They killed the guy. Well, I didn't want to ruin anything. Damn it.
Oh, now you know.
I just screwed all.
Wait. Where is he? Wait, let me preface. Spoilers.
Well, I don't know how they're making a fourth one. So
I saw a preview that he's on an autopsy table. He's dead, obviously, but there's something inside him that's like it's cheesy.
It's a robot.
Yeah, it's like a microchip or something. It explains what.
Oh yeah, by the way, party tonight here. If anybody wants to come, you guys. This won't be up in time for people out there who don't know where I live.
Everybody's griefing me about putting this up.
Hopefully, I won't be in jail for fighting a guy at the Regency Mall. Because I've got a big party planned.
So are you going to have time to even go down there and do it?
Well, I mean, we're going to be running some errands for the party. I might be able to swing by.
I got his back, yo.
I don't think there's going to be needing to get anybody's back.
I'm assuming he's going to be like, you know, like 20-ish.
Why'd you rag on the way I proposed? Because it was silly.
I hate love. Don't tell my girlfriend. Hey, do you have a... Say, Teddy, you got a camera on that phone of yours?
You gotta put this up on YouTube.
I might need some proof.
Just bring your Panasonic. We'll put that 35mm...
The mall doesn't like it when you bring that in. They don't like you bringing cameras in.
That's right, you gotta go in the mall. This isn't gonna be a parking lot thing?
Apparently. See, that's why I'm thinking maybe he doesn't want to fight, because he can't really fight inside the mall.
I think he's going to bust out some controllers and you guys are going to have to go at it on Street Fighter. Awesome. Whoever wins this.
I think it's going to be a battle of the wits. I better sharpen mine.
Jin.
Hey, this time we're not letting the music run all the way out, are we?
We got 34 seconds left on this.
Sweet.
Yeah, Grant,
what are we going to talk
about?
In case
you forget, we just randomly talk about stuff here. People are pissed that we're still talking.
But they listen to the end.
Some of them do.
Hear that fade out?
No.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Very nice.
Wait,
smooth.
The finger's falling. It's going to the stop the recording.
Oh, wait, missed. Let me get on that thing.
What the hell? That was a total miss. I'll fight you.